My name is Chris Miller. I'm a veteran of a two-time veteran of the Iraq War, and I received a Purple Heart there in 2004 from an improvised explosive device. That wasn't a very good time, and unfortunately, our enemy hasn't gotten any worse at implanting these devices. Basically, today our troops are facing a device there, which is a step in the development of such warfare called an explosive-formed projectile. An EFP, and it's specially designed to penetrate through 4 inches of steel, if you can imagine what kind of force that is. And unfortunately, I've seen the effects of that on our troops and also on coalition troops as well as new Iraqi army soldiers. And I'll tell you from my personal experience, this is not the type of device that you can learn by looking it up on the internet or reading it in some book somewhere. This is a device that essentially, you have to receive some very good training in order to develop this and implement it. That kind of training shows a serious support coming from other regions in the world other than Iraq. It's not indigenous to that area, and a lot of that, the evidence that we've seen as far as intelligence is concerned, shows that these weapons have been developed and are being supported by the Iranian regime, and. Basically, every time that we go to the gas pump in America, the money that we pay for our gasoline goes to the Middle East, all right? And some of that money ends up in the hands of our enemies, and this is a fact. We all know that it's not in dispute. But if you realize every time that you go to the gas pump and you put $45 worth of gas into your car, that's $45 that comes out of your account, but the real cost in human lives for individuals such as myself and Robin and people that we knew is much higher. And basically the thing that we want to get across to people is that this issue, specifically about reducing our dependence on foreign oil and oil period as a whole, is not an issue about cleaner air, though it is about that issue, not to say it isn't, but the main issue that we're trying to get across here is that this is a national security issue. We're talking about our brothers and sisters in uniform, and we're talking about the loss of life here. This is a national security issue, and that has been acknowledged by the Pentagon, the Central Intelligence Agency, and the State Department. And it's also both sides of the aisle agree on this. From the far right to the far left agree this is a national security issue. We need to reduce our dependence on foreign oil, and we need to start now. And that's what I have to say, and this issue is very near and dear to my heart, and I hope that it gets out. And as the senator said earlier, is at this hearing, there's supposed to be several hundred people talking about raw milk, which I'm sure is an important issue in Wisconsin. And out on the steps right now, out front, as we came in, there's a protest out there about Tibet. And it's not to say that these issues are not important as well. But the point is that we're in here talking about ongoing conflicts in which, you know, people from Wisconsin or everywhere in this country are fighting over there. Even in other countries, we're, in conflict in Afghanistan and Iraq. And the fact that we can't get more people to show up and pay attention to this issue, I think, is a little bit disturbing. Especially since it's something that we all contribute to it. We don't have much choice in it. I don't know about you all, but we had to drive to get here. There's not much of an alternative to that. But I just would like to put out to anybody who would listen that this is something that we can all take action on. You can write to your political leadership. You can speak with them and tell them that this is something that we need to make a difference on. We need to reduce our dependence on oil and move on to the next step. And that's all I have to say.